Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin tomorrow. Buddy Nick Allen will be here this week. Comedian Dave Landau later this week also. Very funny dude. Looking forward to seeing Dave again.
Okay, Merle on the
Merle.
An email. There's a question about the in memoriam.
Yes.
I did not see it.
I didn't either.
Did you see it?
I saw it once this morning, yeah.
Was Chuck Berry?
Yes.
Why was Chuck Berry?
Hail, rock and roll.
Because the movie was about him?
I think they put him in there as a composer. So he might have contributed to soundtracks and things.
Well, see, Tom Petty contributed to a soundtrack. And Tom Petty was also...
But Tom Petty, by the way, he did sing the song from Tom Petty, so maybe that was part of it. But even though it's not really a famous Tom Petty song for a lot of people...
No, it's not. It's off the Echo album that nobody bought.
Yeah, right.
Tom Petty was the mayor of Bridge City and the Postman.
He had a brief
film career.
He's there for a cameo. Yeah.
Chuck Berry's IMDb under soundtrack has 257 credits.
Oh.
So his music has been used in a lot of stuff.
That's true. He's been all over those. And by the way, he's got plenty of video from his bathroom he owned in that bar. He released some of those movies, too. Old Chuck did.
Merle also makes a good point about Roy Moore. This is the kind of guy that hates people who gets handouts and...
Begging.
Now he wants a handout.
Begging.
But that's for legal bills. That's not for food or anything.
That's for fighting people. You're right.
Right. Because then when they get that food stuff, that free food, they just stock up on the steak and lobster.
Mm.
And they eat steak and lobster every night.
With their food stamps.
Caviar. And cigarettes.
Karma with Roy Moore is the best. That's the,
champagne.
Begging for money.
Well, if he needs it.
Well, one of his big freaky buddies can give him a damn job. He probably has some freaky buddies that have a lot of money.
Oh, and Wayne has a good question about the... you did a hazing story early in the show?
Yeah.
We did.
It was.
We're not going to answer any questions about it.
Was it a high school?
Yeah.
Pulled Q in the ass. And I'm happy to see you.
Yeah, he doesn't recall. How many pool cues did I have at a school? Somebody must have brought this from the outside.
Yeah. Half of one.
Obviously. Yeah.
Maybe it was the pool team that did it.
It wasn't.
Yeah. They never had pool as part of PE.
No, we didn't have pool either.
Nor did I.
It'd be cool to have pool table in your high school. We never did.
That would be a good skill to learn.
That would be. Helps you out in the bars.
They should introduce that. At some of the nicer schools.
Mm-hmm.
That can afford. The private schools that can afford. Pool. That'd be a good college course.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're, maybe it's just they brought their sodomy pool sticks in that
obviously.
Day. That was one of those planned things. Bring your pool sticks in tomorrow. It's sodomy day.
Two-piece custom-made sodomy kit.
No, wait, it's got to be your cue.
And it's going to be your ass.
Good.
Yeah, because I think I had a golf class when I went to college.
What'd you golf guys do for hazing? Take a little golf ball and shove it somewhere where the sun don't shine?
There was no hazing. It was a golf class for credit.
No, but you're on the golf team. How about a little golf ball where the sun don't shine?
Oh, no, I don't recall any of that happening.
Freshman Brent takes a golf ball.
If I did, I probably blocked it out. Makes sense.
How about you guys and your band team? You guys do any band hazing?
Like they do? No, we did not do any band hazing.
Like those Southern black bands that beat the crap out of each other?
No, we did not do any band hazing.
Good.
We're all very kind.
Speech team, no hazing. Nobody sodomized you with a script of something.
Is that why you quit?
I didn't quit.
Ah.
I followed through.
Okay. Yeah.
I was, you know, 4-year varsity speech team guy.
Yeah. Bragger.
Lettered every year. As I did in golf.
Was on this date in 2002. You might remember where you were when the Osbournes made its debut on the MTV.
You know something I might DVR is Eddie Money's got one coming out here in a couple weeks. Eddie Money's brother, his son and his daughter, I think two of his sons and his daughter are grown kids in their 20s, and they're in the Eddie Money band. It looks a little forced, and Eddie Money, is, you know, he looks freaky now.
Now he does.
Now, he looked freaky. He had a coke stroke years ago, and he got weird looking even when he was younger, but he looks really weird now. But he seems lucid in the previews for the show. He goes, we're kind of the whacked out Partridge Family. You know, it looks kind of staged, but like they all are.
Well, real money
real
on
money.
Access TV.
Access TV, when's it start?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eddie Money had his demons for a while.
Yes, he did, but like I said, his kids are in his band now. You know, they're keeping the money in the family, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
The Osbournes was actually pretty funny. That's one reality show I did watch. I don't know why, because it was Ozzy.
Yeah, but unfortunately it spawned a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, it did.
Guy in Kansas, Lamonte McIntyre, he was exonerated for a double murder back in October. He'd been in prison for 23 years.
Man.
Didn't do anything.
Free Lamonte, that sucks.
Yeah. Kansas is one of 18 states that offer wrongfully convicted prisoners no compensation at all upon their release.
Not even a cap. No compensation.
Nothing.
Yay, Kansas.
But 32 other states do.
I think every state should.
Well, I would think so, too.
I understand you might have to cap it because you did something. You might break your bank. Even now, hell no. You prison forever? Especially the ones that fight it. Now the DNA's out there, and they got people that fight DNA.
Yep.
32 years? Or no, 23. Man.
So, just bringing that up.
That's sad.
Yeah, I thought that was a little
Yeah, odd. One should be compensated for wasting 23 years of one's life.
Oh, yeah, and there may have been, and there was, there's reason to believe that there may have been some things that shouldn't have happened to cause him to go to prison in the first place.
Oh, they were
place.
Doing something illegal.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Is the
I'm guessing with that name, he might have been African-American?
I don't know.
How many white guys you know named Lamonte?
I don't know any.
Okay.
Of course, I don't know any black guys named Lamonte either.
Good
to
point.
To be fair.
Good point. Luke always gets mad when I say Leroy. And no, Mike calls in and says he knows no black guys named Leroy. And by the way, the only Leroy I ever knew personally was a white guy.
Yeah.
I went to high school with
him. Same with
Leroy,
me.
Yeah.
So I just, not with me.
And bad Leroy Brown was actually the you were in the South, so you met a lot of black Leroys, right?
I wouldn't say a lot, but it was not uncommon.
Right, yeah.
From ArizonaCentral.com, Linda Fine was in the process.
We'll take that call, though, if you're a white game guy named Lamonte. We look for the tough calls here on the show.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, ones we don't get.
Linda Fine in Arizona was in the process of negotiating a deal on a home in Paradise Valley when she and her husband figured out that the home had been used as the set of the pornographic website Wifey's World, run by a married couple, Kevin and Sandra Otterson.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Of the actual, I think I know this couple. I've seen this couple.
Right.
They featured on some special.
Yeah,
they always bring in another dude.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And take care of Wifey. Although. I think some of it is fake because one of them...
Well, they're actually having sex. That's not fake.
Wifey was Katie Morgan.
Oh, so the guy uses Alice to shoot porn. Got it.
Yeah, it's not his real
wife.
So
what do they want out
Well, of no, it? These people are Kevin and Sandra Otterson.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I'm not familiar. I got to get up to speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the person who wanted to buy the house said she and her husband made the discovery after the agent mentioned that the sellers were in the entertainment industry.
Okay, so once again, nobody was murdered there. What do they want?
Mrs. Fine looks into it, and she decided that she was shocked.
Oh, shut up.
Had been used as a set of the pornographic website, and she was shocked that the use of the home is not disclosed to her and her husband and does not need to be.
You mean for sex? I mean, every house has sex in it. They had a camera up.
Oh,
she's got no
say. Not every house has sex with cameras.
You have to
that everybody can
up.
See.
You signed the contract at your house. Nobody was there. Wasn't a murder of five family members or anything. That's different. You have to disclose that.
No, not in Arizona, apparently.
Oh, well, I'm looking at it now, and apparently I was going to say just replace the couch, but no, they have sex
she
all
said,
over
okay,
the house.
But who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
I know.
That's what I mean.
She said she just cannot make Thanksgiving dinner on counters where a porn star has been lounging.
Wipe off the counters.
Any house you walk into, those nice granite countertops you're looking at, somebody's had sex on them.
There you go. Remember
Come
that,
on.
Guys.
Yeah.
Remember
so
that.
So they have now withdrawn their offer and cannot imagine living in the house of pornography.
No, I bet you that guy's thinking, why can't you be more like wifey?
How about
that guy is
then build a house
well,
and brand
he
new.
Well, may not want everybody and their brother banging her.
They build a brand new house, nobody banged in it until you eventually. But every house has been banged in. And worse. Do they stay in hotel rooms?
Who?
These people.
Yeah. Because you never know.
The Ottersons or the Fines?
The ones that were pulled their offer.
I don't know where. They're probably just living in their old house.
What a bitch.
Now, the Ottersons, hubby and wifey, have run this website, Wifey's World, since 1998.
Paying the bills from Todd, apparently.
And they moved, obviously.
The couple's brand account has nearly 367,000 followers on Twitter. Photos on their website clearly show rooms in the house as backdrop.
Yeah. I just think she's making, yeah. Does she ever know how you wipe down counters?
Yeah.
If the counter still smells like ass, you're not cleaning.
Get a cleaning lady.
Well, that's why you have stone countertops. Right. It's not a porous substance. You can just clean it off.
Right.
Replace the carpets.
Oh, yeah.
The bed, the couch. I doubt it came fully furnished. That's a nice part of Phoenix, Paradise Valley.
Yeah, clean off all the overhead ceiling fans. They probably got some stuff up there, a little bit of spray.
If all your countertops were made out of, like, kitchen sponge, I would understand being a little apprehensive. But they're not.
That'd be a stupid countertop.
Yeah.
Nice sponge countertops. How do you keep these clean? I don't. It soaks in everything, and it's nasty. But they're beautiful looking.
It's seasoned. We call it seasoning.
There's reports that President Trump has received two forged nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Forged ones.
Yeah. The Washington Post reports that the Norwegian Nobel Committee says someone has assumed the identity of a qualified nominator and put Trump's name forward 2 years in a row.
Man, if Fox did this story, Trump would tweet it out. You know,
they say the same person is probably responsible for both fake nominations.
I think he'll win.
For peace, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Obama got one in the middle of about three wars.
Yeah, he even thought that was ironic.
So Norwegian authorities say they'll work with the FBI in an effort to find the forger.
Well, I can hang that up next to his Time magazine cover.
Yeah,
that's right.
Those forged ones, right.
You may remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about this Colorado couple who bought themselves a boat having no idea how to sail it, and they wanted to sail around the world, and a couple of days into their trip, they broke their boat at Florida, and they have no money.
Oh, I thought it was
sold
like,
everything.
They went 12 feet and it sunk.
Okay, yeah, it may have been 12
feet.
Happened.
It did sink right away. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days.
And after two days. You see it there, to get it out, it cost too much money, and they're broke.
Yes. Right. Yeah, and they have no money.
Just go back to Colorado and get a job.
oh, no, somebody, this older guy who now can't use his boat like he used to because he's getting old, said, here, have this boat. You're fine.
Aw.
No, what they should first do is learn how to boat.
A lot of people think that.
Yeah. Right.
Don't just buy a boat and say, well, let's just give it a try.
No.
Or did they want to sail around the world or something ridiculous?
Yeah. Yep. They want to sail around the world. They sold everything they owned. Bought a 50-year-old boat.
Have you seen the Robert Redford movie?
No, because there's no dialogue. But yeah, hers pretty good.
You don't want to go through that.
No.
You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Nope. I don't mind being on a boat, but I want somebody else to be the boat guy.
All right. We're going
to
hear about these people. They'll be found dead at sea in about 6 months.
Well, they've raised thousands of dollars in donations now because, they went on the GoFundMe. Or I don't know if it was specifically that one, but some fundraising thing to get money to help them move the boat. If nothing else. So now they've actually raised more money than they need. They've raised thousands of dollars in donations. They've heard from a publisher interested in buying the rights to their dumbass story.
This is a dumbass story. You're right.
Yeah.
Most people I understand you have a dream, but what do you say, Craig?
Sometimes your dreams are damn stupid.
Right.
They said they've also faced harassing calls and messages.
Stupid son of a bitch!
There's one of them.
From people accusing them of running a scam.
Oh, to get money. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shirking their responsibility to clean up the wreckage or just calling to say that they'd wish that they'd drowned.
People pick up a phone call and do that. I love people.
They're probably going to. This is going to end badly.
I hope you drown. Who goes about their life? Hang on a second.
I got to make this call.
I got to make this call and I'll pick up the kids. I hope you drown. Hang up and leave. You know?
Okay.
Okay, I got that done.
Now,
I'm going to do today.
I don't wish anything bad on them, but if you don't know anything about sailing...
Then don't sail.
And the first thing you're going to do is sail around the world?
No.
No, learn how to sail around a pond first.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, work up to that.
Sail in your local small lake.
Start with Tommy Boy's boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Up a little wind here, Dad. Got a quick one?
In Austin, Texas, a thief successfully hijacked a Chevy Bolt EV.
This is great.
But failed to get away with the car because he did not know how to drive electric.
Yep. Now, what's the difference? Didn't have to start it, right? If he hijacked it, it would have been started.
Or did it just
run
out?
The Bolt owner stopped at an intersection, and then the gentleman, the 28-year-old Corey Patrick, approached the driver's side of the car. The owner rolled down the window. Patrick yelled at the driver to get out of the vehicle. The driver rolled the window back up. Patrick smashed it. After a struggle, the driver got out of the vehicle. He said he didn't want to die over a car. Patrick then attempted to drive away but couldn't because he did not know how to drive an electric car. Apparently, you just need to press the clearly marked power button, put the stick shift to drive... and leave.
So you do need that special set of skills.
Yeah. Now they suspect that he may not have known to press the button on the side of the stick shift.
Right.
In order to put the car into drive, there may have been an extra little button there that some vehicles have.
No, my daughter got in my car, and the stick shift to put it in drive is actually on the tree, and it's just a button. So you get in a car, you don't know.
Oh, not on this one.
Yeah. So
this one had some.
Plus, he tried to hijack a Bolt.
Yeah. But he'll know what to do.
And there's that.
He'll know what to do next time.
If you're gonna hijack a Bolt, learn how to drive a Bolt first, like the couple.
Yeah. Like the
if that's your dream to rip off cars, know how to drive every kind of car. Don't you
practice, practice, practice.
Just like the boat guy. Mr. Skin tomorrow. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast. Dr. Mina joined us today. In case you missed that, check it out. Stitcher, iTunes, all those. Have a great one.
Thanks.
See you in the morning.
Good night.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2018, Scripps Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.